The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. They say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double or triple line. Now, here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas!
Alvin, it's Monday.
It's Monday!
We got to start.
Yeah.
Wake up. The weekend's over. We got to start now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Where do we start? First of all, let me start with a warning, and I'm not kidding, folks. This is very serious. Both hours today, it's a Miracle Monday, and I'm talking to our friend Ken Fish. We got him in the studio last week. We recorded 2 hours with him, so he'll be coming up in just a moment. But the warning, which is serious, is that he talks about some stuff that's not suitable for kids or people with gentle dispositions, some dark stuff that he was a part of bringing healing to, but it's very real. Gets a little graphic. So just a warning that I don't think it's in the first segment we did together, but maybe in the second segment when he gets into one of these stories. It's hard stuff. And so I just want to say it's, you know, probably not appropriate for kids, or you can listen to it first and you be the judge. I don't think it's appropriate for anyone under 21, as far as I'm concerned, because it's kind of dark.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that. But we do. It's always a joy to talk about Ken, because he is bringing healing and God into places where, you know, it's most needed. Right. The darkest places. So yeah. We're looking forward to that both hours today. I also want to say, again, if you're not signed up to my newsletter, we have had some absolutely amazing interviews. The interview I did with Naomi Wolf last week was really something. There is no way for me to underscore it sufficiently, except to say, please watch it. If you get my newsletter, again, you go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. You got to scroll way down because the new website is a little messed up. We haven't fixed some things, but you want to sign up for the newsletter so you'll get these videos delivered to you. But the Naomi Wolf conversation was really extraordinary. I also want to highlight, later this week, we're playing an interview I did with Chad Robichaux, one of the great American heroes. There is, again, no way to sufficiently do justice, to do any kind of justice to who he is and what he has done. We've posted those videos. If you subscribe to the ericmetaxas.com newsletter, you'll get them. But I just want to say we haven't played it on this program yet, and you have something to look forward to. Amazing, 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 amazing. So today, Ken Fish, Chad Robichaux coming up. Last week, in particular, we had Naomi Wolf. Alvin, I also want to say tomorrow night we are premiering our third of four Socrates in the City videos on YouTube. It's kind of special. Every Tuesday night this month, we've been doing it. We taped them in the fall. They were spectacular events. Last week, we premiered the conversation with James Tour that we did in Houston. This week, which is to say tomorrow night, Tuesday night, January 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern on the YouTube channel for Socrates in the City, we are premiering my conversation with David Berlinski. Hold on to your hat for that one. There's some surprises. I think if you're a careful listener, yeah, you'll be very interested in tomorrow night. And also, let me remind you, I don't want to be a broken record, but if you go to SocratesInTheCity.com, sign up for the Socrates emails, because we've got more and more stuff that we're sending out there that we're not going to send out through my regular emails. So SocratesInTheCity.com tomorrow night, David Berlinski. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get the link and it'll be make your life easier. Speaking of Socrates in the City, we have not yet announced officially, but we have an event coming up February 28th. This week on the Socrates list, we will tell you the details and how to register for that event and for an event in Seattle, April 28th. So I don't want to say more, but if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get all this stuff delivered to your inbox. But I myself am going to Seattle this weekend.
Yes.
Sounds Mirak. Sounds like a fantasy. Sounds like I made it up. No, John Zmirak, I'm meeting him at the Dallas airport. We're flying together to Seattle, and we're going to do an event in Seattle, in the Seattle area. We want you to know about that. So if you go to my website, erictex.com, the details are there. But this weekend, I can't believe I'm going to be in Seattle with John Zmirak. Again, it sounds like I made it up. Albin, I hope you don't mind my saying this. You couldn't mind because you wrote it. Albin, you wrote a magnificent article that's published at stream.org. All of John Zmirak's stuff is at stream.org. But the article that you wrote was really a big deal. What's the title?
It's called January 6 was an inside job.
Yeah, and, unfortunately, that's true.
That's true.
And you and I, maybe we can talk about that tomorrow, because I feel, what John Zmirak has written about, what he and I are going to talk about today, tomorrow, is a big deal. And I want to talk to you also. It's related. It's very important. So we'll get to it.
We'll save that for tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think actually, before I forget, because since I'm talking to Ken Fish for the rest of this hour and the next hour, I want to remind people about SalemNow.com. If you're looking for something to watch, SalemNow.com, there's all kinds of stuff there. People who are interested in seeing the late night talk show that I did with Albin as my sidekick, my Ed McMahon sidekick, honestly, I wonder what people who listen to this program will think of those. They're available. It's free at salemnow.com. You have to search. But boy, oh boy, maybe we'll post them on my YouTube channel or something like that, because they're just, I still can't believe we pulled it off. It's crazy. Also at salemnow.com, there's a new film we want to highlight. It's called Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. We're talking about Walt Disney and what happened. You know that they have gone woke. They are pushing gay and transgender propaganda. You know, this is not being open-minded. This is about pushing propaganda on children. It's really gruesome. And if you ever spend another dime to buy a Disney product, that's on you. I don't know. Knowing what we now know. But by the way, if you want to really know about it, go to salemnow.com, because it's really not something any of us should ignore. We need to understand that this is a gigantic corporation that once was one of the highlights of the United States of America, was one of the greatest things in America. And we know that they have fallen over the years, but to the level that they have now fallen, we need to know about it, and we need to be telling others about it. So I want to encourage you to go to salemnow.com and to watch the title again. It's Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, salemnow.com. It's bothersome, but we need to understand what is happening in America, and they have just fallen so far. But the idea that they would be, you know, we use the term grooming. That's what it is, basically, that anybody would dare to try to tell your children something dramatically different from what you would tell your kids. It's inappropriate. It's beyond inappropriate. That's a really nice word for it. Albin, I'm sorry. Before we go to John Zmirak, I just have to say I was in Danbury, Connecticut this weekend. I went to the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church yesterday. With my dad is 95, coming on 96. And he it's one of his dreams to get me to know more about his grandfather. He's been talking about his grandfather my whole life and comparing me to my grandfather, because my grandfather was basically a literary figure born in 1842.
Wow.
Panagis Vergotis. And my father, actually, my father, who was born in 1927, never met his grandfather. But of course, his grandmother, who figures in my book, Fish Out of Water, prominently, was always talking about her husband, this genius, Panagis Vergotis. And so this weekend, I was talking to my dad about his guy. Anyway, it was just, I always get blessed spending time with my folks in Danbury, Connecticut. In any event, we're done here. We'll be right back. Lots more with Ken Fish. Remember, today's program, not for the kids.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey there, folks. I promised Will Ferrell, and unfortunately, we couldn't get him. So my last minute, my friend Ken Fish decided to jump in. Ken, thank you.
Great to be back.
Listen, you haven't been in the studio with me here for like a long time. You know, because you're a friend of mine, and I see you, and we've done some Skype and whatever, but you, I'm trying to think, what's the last time you were here in New York City in the studio? Long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Maybe
right?
Early last year, 2022.
Well, nice to see you in person.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you now. I hope in the previous segment I will have explained who you are. But, you know, for those people who are just tuning in, maybe they were indisposed. They didn't get to hear. So I want to say that you and I have been friends for a number of years. And the way I describe you to friends is you have a particular gift in what we call deliverance and healing. And for many years, you've been ministering to people. And I know that there are people who listen to this program who are not really people of faith or whatever. And then there are people who listen to the program who have a very deep faith. But there's still a wide gamut of how people process what you do. There's some people that say, oh, I don't know, that seems weird to me, and I don't like it. Other people are intrigued, and they're open-minded and stuff. And I want to say again and again to my audience, you know, I wouldn't have somebody on this program unless I was myself satisfied that what we're talking about is real and that I trust you and everything. But maybe let's start reprising just briefly how it is
that you got involved in all this? Because when somebody has the kind of gift that you do, I mean, I believe in praying for healing and deliverance, and I know that that's real, but I don't have a particular gift to do that, or even if I were to develop whatever little gift I might have. You really have a tremendous gift in this, and I've seen it, which is one of the reasons that I want my audience to be exposed to what you do, because it's real. But how did it begin for you? At what age did you, and I know you've told some of this before, but just give a taste for my audience.
When I was a young boy, I can remember reading the Bible with my grandparents, which in itself is probably kind of a shocking statement, because many people don't grow up reading the Bible in their family. They might hear it in church, but it's not practiced as a family discipline. And I remember hearing stories of, I don't know, David and Goliath, or Elijah and the fire from heaven, or the disciples with Jesus, any or all, and thinking, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. And so moving out of childhood, as I went to university, went to college, I specifically remember, probably in my freshman year and certainly by my sophomore year, consciously praying and saying, God, I see all these things in the Bible, and I don't know anybody who's doing any of this. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And it kind of became a continual theme of prayer for me for many months. And I don't mean like a quick, you know, telegraphic type prayer. I'm talking sometimes hours a day praying about that on my knees, just, Lord, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And one of the things that particularly drew my eye was these stories of deliverances, of demons coming out. And I specifically remember praying, Lord, I don't know anybody who casts out demons. I've never seen one. I don't know anyone who's ever seen one. What is this? It's in your word. It must be true. But what's going on? And I'm saying it rather conversationally, but that was essentially the thrust of that prayer. And out of all that, it was not an immediate thing, but over a period of a few months, the Lord set up a series of what I call divine appointments or divine connections with people. And ultimately that led me to John Wimber. And it was there that I began learning about deliverance from
him. What year was that with Wimber?
When I first met John Wimber was 1982.
Yeah. So the Vineyard had just started, basically.
Yeah,
right?
It was about, John's church was about 5 years old at that point.
But I know, did you know Lonnie Frisbee?
Yeah, I traveled with him for a season.
I mean, it's incredible, because he was doing that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and John Wimber was doing that stuff.
That's right.
And that stuff is real, and it's biblical, and it's important, extremely important, that the church recover this, that we don't pretend as though this is just something for the past. No, unfortunately, demons still exist. Yes, they outlived the Middle Ages. They're still with us. And so, all right, so Ken, let's get to it. I mean, you travel a lot and you do a lot of ministry. Where have you been recently? What are some highlights?
Well, as it happens, I did an event here in New York over the weekend. And
yes, last weekend. I was away, and it killed me that I couldn't be with you guys, but... Yeah, sure. Let's talk about that.
So I did that event here in New York, and I actually had a different series of things I was going to teach on, and the organizer of the event contacted me and said, what do you think about teaching on sexual brokenness? Which is a bit of a euphemism, but it's really anything that's out of compliance with God's plan for human sexuality. And to be clear, this isn't merely, let me give you a biblical perspective and academic theory, although I think I incorporated a fair dose of that in what I taught. We also have prayer and ministry times in which the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, moves on people who have sought out prayer by coming to the front. And we had quite a few people set free of, I would just say, various forms of sexual brokenness, or sometimes we might use the term bondage. But, you know, their sexuality is problematic in one way or another from a biblical, God-centric standpoint.
Now, when you talk about this, I always say that we are all broken, right? So the question isn't who is broken. We're all broken. We all need healing. The only question is how. The only question is the details. And so some people have, you know, what we call sexual brokenness along heterosexual lines. Other people have sexual brokenness along other lines. So when you pray for that sort of thing, I would think that it runs kind of a complicated gamut, where because you're talking about, in some cases, inner healing, in some cases, casting out actual demons. I mean, let's get specific. What did you see or what happened?
Well, there's a lot of things that can afflict people in their sexuality. Keep in mind that sin is something that touches every dimension of the human system. And when I've been on the show before, we've talked about things like physical healing or mental illness, and we've talked about how the Lord heals those kinds of problems. But when we talk about the realm of human sexuality, there could be a wide gamut of things that are involved here. Some people become, I think the polite term is serially monogamous. But, of course, that monogamy may only last for the length of that encounter before they're on to their next encounter of serial monogamy.
Right. So it's kind of like a joke, serial monogamy.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
So we have people who are unable to, you know, remain loyal to one spouse, or nowadays I think we use the term partner, although I tend not to like that term personally.
It's a stupid term. Let's stop using it.
Yeah.
There, you either have a spouse or you don't.
Right.
Let's move on.
So, but there are people who get caught in a series of immoral relationships. And from a biblical standpoint, an immoral relationship is one where sexuality is being expressed outside of marriage. And I know that's for those listeners who are recoiling in shock that I would even say that. I know that's not a modern sentiment, but it is a biblical one.
Yeah. Who cares what's a modern sentiment? Stealing, I consider that wrong. Adultery, sex
also,
outside of marriage,
yeah.
Wrong. If you have a problem with that, keep listening. So when you express it that way, you say that you make it sound like something that happens to them rather than something for which they're responsible. So clarify that a little bit, because obviously if somebody is sleeping with people outside of marriage, this is not something that just happens to them. They are they may have a particular disposition or brokenness that's pushing them in that direction, but it's still their choice and it's still immoral.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So we have people who get caught in that cycle, and they can be freed of that, and we might say healed of it. They might find that overwhelming compulsion or bondage that makes them continually go in that direction and fall into sin. They get freed of that. Some people are addicted to pornography, and we know the activities that generally go with watching pornography. They get freed of that.
Popcorn. You know what? It's a good thing we have to go to a break. We're going to be right back. We're talking to my friend Ken Fish. Don't go away.
Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Talking to our friend Ken Fish. And I neglected to say the name of your ministry is Orbis Ministries, O-R-B-I-S, O-R-B-I-S, Orbis Ministries. Okay, so we're talking about praying for people who have what we're calling sexual brokenness and whatever. So give us a story, if you can. Doesn't need to be anything recent because you've done this for so many years.
Yeah, one of the most powerful stories that I've seen in this area of heterosexual brokenness is a couple that came to me in another country. He was the head of IT for a major international bank, so he's in the C-suite. And he had been raised in a family where his father was he had a fly-in, fly-out kind of a job working in the mines. And when he was home with his mother would make a list of his wrongdoings, this guy who would become the executive. And she would tell him, when your father gets home, you're really going to get a whooping. And his father would come home, and of course many will be shocked to hear this, but this is the way it is in some parts of the world. Not that it should be this way, I'm just dealing in what is. So his father would come home from the mines and would take a frying pan and would beat him with the frying pan for the misdeeds that were on the list Mom had made. And as he was doing it, he would say to him, "You're lucky. When my grandmother used to do this to me, she would heat the frying pan to red hot." So, you know, he was getting the lighter treatment. And he was often so bruised and, bloodied from this that he would have to miss several days of school and he would be unable to sit down. Well, roll the clock forward. He's married now. He's this senior executive in a major international bank. And he and his wife have been in a marriage for 20 years. And it was a little bit of an awkward start to the conversation, but they were unable to have intimacy in their marriage without him being tied up and beaten by his wife. And he wanted this. And so I asked the wife, "Do you enjoy doing this?" She said, "No, I hate it. But it's the only way he can find pleasure, and I love him, so I do it for him. But no, I hate this, and I would love it if it could stop." Well, he got free of a lot of things. There was a mixture there of inner healing and significant deliverance from the beatings that he had experienced as a child.
When you say significant deliverance, you know, this is like a euphemism for demons were in him that were cast out of him.
Yes, and they were talking. They weren't merely screaming or writhing. I mean, they were literally talking back.
Wow.
So okay. At a higher level of demonization, the demons will engage the vocal apparatus of the host individual, and he was one of those. So anyway, he got delivered in a meeting that was just private, the three of us. But afterward, they wrote to me and they said, "You know, after our session with you, we went home and we made love in a conventional way for the first time in our marriage. And then we held each other and wept."
I was just going to say, like, first of all, this used to be a family show, and I apologize. But honestly, in order to deal with the love of God, to apprehend the depth of the love of God, sometimes we have to glimpse at the depth of evil and brokenness. And
that's
what
right.
You just described is a perfect example of that. It is brokenness. It is sick. It is engendered by the horror
of what this boy endured at the hands of his own father. It's so dark. But then, you know, when we go to what you just said, that you were able to genuinely, successfully bring deliverance. And again, fancy term, demons were cast out. And, you know, I'm sure there are all kinds of details. And as a result of that, you get this beautiful scene that you do want to cry when you think of this man and his wife finally experiencing, intimacy, you know, the beauty of what God intended. It's very moving. That's just, you know, it's an extraordinary thing.
Well, there's a sidelight to that story as well, which is as a result of the beatings he'd endured as a boy, there were many times he couldn't use the toilet because it hurt too badly to sit down. And so out of that, and there's more to it, but I'm condensing heavily. Let's just say his normal bodily functions, even as an adult male, as an executive, weren't working properly, and he'd tried all kinds of laxatives and enemas and whatnot. And after his deliverance, he was able to, shall we say, toilet properly and was no longer endured extended periods of constipation. I think that's probably the most diplomatic way to say it.
Yeah. I think you need to clean up your act, Ken. This is really, you know what I mean? Red Fox did not go to this level. Holy cow. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I will never have a guest like this again. Although I will have Ken on again, but never a guest like Ken. All right, so Ken, we're talking about this is tough stuff. This is tough stuff. I wanted to start light,
but it's real stuff.
This is the stuff that
people don't often talk about.
Right, there's a good reason.
And I often say when you're in deliverance ministry, you will run into the most shocking and horrific things.
Yeah.
That are in the dark crevices of people's lives, and yet God loves them there, and he wants to shine his light into that darkness and set them free.
Yeah.
And he did with that man.
Well, this is the thing. I think part of the reason some churches and people are uncomfortable with this kind of ministry is like they don't want to get anywhere near this kind of stuff. They think that they can just kind of, I don't know, avert their eyes, but Jesus doesn't avert his eyes. He looks at the nightmare and wants to bring healing and redemption. And we might take a lead from what he wants to do. So we'll be right back. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey there, folks. Talking to Ken Fish, who promises to clean up his act. I just want to apologize. The censors are going to have a field day with what we just did. When we're talking about this stuff, I mean, I'm joking because this is so important when we think about what is going on in our culture today and the confusion in terms of sexuality. And I just want to be super clear, folks. Right. There's a biblical view. There's God has a plan. We're all messed up, but God wants to bring healing. And what you just shared is such a dark story, but that makes it all the more moving. But These kinds of things are out there, and these kinds of things are going on. And I just want to say bluntly, God wants to bring healing. And there are many people going to churches that, they don't even get near this stuff. And you almost think like, hey, if you need healing and your doctor, you go to a doctor who doesn't believe you could ever be cured, I don't know why you're wasting your time hanging around with that doctor, you know, right. Because this is real and this affects our lives. It affects our children. And so it is important that we talk about something like that. I mean, another topic you were you mentioned, I mean, the tremendous confusion that has been unleashed on the world with this transgender lunacy. It's just crazy stuff. And you've been dealing with some of that with people who are dealing with this. So I don't know if you can share. You were just going to share something along those lines.
Yeah. So just to be clear, I'm not you know, a man on a mission who's trying to, you know, find people, track them down, buttonhole them, and force them, you know, to change.
No, but yes, I was going to say, normally we never even talk about this stuff. And
right.
this is a fraction of the kind of thing that, but it just so happens that recently it kind of came up. But yeah, normally you're praying for people who's, you know, who have torn rotator cuffs.
I did mention that. Yeah. So you were asking me for some other stories, and I said, well, I've got a gamut of things. So
yeah.
This past weekend we were dealing with sexual brokenness. So, I'll simply say this. I have seen people, and they seek me out. I don't seek them out,
yeah.
Just to be clear, because who knows who's going to listen to this. But there are many people who are caught in that, and they would actually like not to be in that situation. But the normal regimes of psychological treatment or whatever aren't working, and so they ultimately succumb to the memes of our age that say, this is who you are, this is the way it is, just go ahead and accept it. And we've seen the Lord set people free of those urges, those thoughts, and they stop their transitioning or they detransition. I've seen that happen. And so Jesus will set people free of that kind of bondage if that's the bondage they're in. And another thing that happened this weekend here, right here in New York, I don't think people take seriously enough the great threats and risks of pornography. And, you know, it's a kind of a known fact that 3/4 of the internet traffic on Earth is pornography. 3/4 of the internet traffic on Earth. And oftentimes pornography is a gateway into a wide variety of sexual brokenness, everything from serial immorality, as we called it, to a lot of times people who are wondering about homosexuality. They'll look at homosexual porn or lesbian porn, and they end up, you know, with spirits from looking at that. And it becomes, again, a compulsion, something that they almost can't resist it as much as they want to. And so we saw quite a few people get free of entanglements that arose from pornography and their own choice to view it ahead of this conference.
And you're talking about last weekend here in New York City.
That's correct.
When I was in San Diego, I got to tell you, it just makes me so happy to think that you're doing this. But then I quickly get unhappy when I think of how little this is going on. I mean, that you have to fly around the world and do this, and that we don't have, you know, 30 churches in the area that could take care of this stuff.
Well, with respect to New York, we now have a group of people that have come to a large number of events. Most of my events are not merely preaching and praying, although I do preach and pray. My focus, my intention in everything I do is to train people to be able to minister in this way.
Right.
And so we now have a pretty good group of people here in New York City and in its surrounding boroughs that, if at least in their own congregations, if there were people who struggle with a lot of these issues, they would at least know how to get started in helping those people to get free.
Okay, and I love that. And I remember when I first met you, I was saying, boy, do we need to do that, because it's, you know, we can't wait for you to fly in every now and again. We've got to, first of all, if this is biblical, we should all be learning how to do it.
That's right.
Or if we can, we should learn. So that's cool. Now, would people contact you or Christian Union or what? How do you know? I'm just trying to think. There are people listening thinking, well, you know, where would I? I mean, I guess it is our mutual friend Matt Bennett, who heads up Christian Union, that he introduced me to you.
Right.
And he and Christian Union have put on a lot of these events featuring you ministering on this in New York City. But I guess Christian Union and Orbis Ministries would be the two places people can find.
Yeah.
If they're interested, and your schedule is there, and you get around.
Yeah, I do get around. And, you know, there's something I want to say that undergirds all of this, and this will probably help people who are struggling with what we're talking about, because it's a new paradigm. It may be contrary to what they've been taught or come to believe. But anything that compels us, anything that is an overwhelming urge that we can't ourselves master. This is an area of concern. Early on in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, there's the story of Cain and Abel. And Cain is the elder brother, and he kills his younger brother, Abel. And God comes to Cain, and he says to him, where is your brother Abel? And Cain says, well, how do I know? Am I my brother's keeper? And in response to that, God says to Cain, sin is crouching at your door, but you must master it. In other words, Cain, you've got an anger problem. I know what you did. You have a murder problem now, a fratricide problem, and it's crouching at your door wanting to overtake you. It's wanting to consume you,
right?
But you have to master it. And so I think that really sets the standard of there shouldn't be anything that dominates and enslaves us, and yet in today's world, because of the way we live and the time in which we live, many people are bound and enslaved by their urges and passions.
And we should want to get free, and we should seek freedom and healing. In hour two, plenty more with Ken Fish.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
Talking to my friend Ken Fish. Ken, finish your thought. You were talking about this concept of how, you know, some of us have certain urges or things that are kind of pushing us. And you talked about Cain and Abel and how sin is crouching at your door, but God says, but you must
master it.
In other words, you can't say the devil made me do it. You're responsible.
Right.
You have to find healing and deliverance. You can't just say, hey, this is who I am. I kill people.
Right. That's it. So on this concept of freedom, there are two really important passages in the Bible. One of them comes from the Gospel of John, and Jesus says, whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. And so there's embedded in that the idea that in Jesus, freedom is possible. Now, I think what the church has done, particularly the evangelical church, is it's an unstated assumption, but it's clearly there, that if you simply believe in Jesus, you are automatically free. That's not quite what Jesus says. He says, if you come to me, and he's actually talking to a bunch of Jews who have come to him in belief. They've now turned and they believe that he's the Messiah. But he says, if you've come to me and I set you free in the aftermath of your coming to me, then you are really free. And so the idea of freedom, it's not automatically bound to being born again, but it is available to those who are born again.
This is an important point because, I mean, we want to be clear. There are cases, often, people have a supernatural experience of conversion, and when they accept Jesus, they are instantly delivered of addiction to a drug or a sexual addiction or whatever it is. These things can and do happen. But we also want to be clear that sometimes you can have a conversion and now you are only beginning a process. You now have to seek prayer. You have to pray. You have to. So I think that's part of, you know, I'm traveling around the country talking about my book, Letter to the American Church, and a big part of the message there is this idea that, you know, like they say in AA, you got to work the program, right? Like you don't just say, okay, I'm saved, I'm done. No, not done. You have now just begun. You haven't crossed the finish line. You've just crossed the starting line, and now you can
find healing,
grace and help
and
in
grace.
Time of need.
And I think a lot of people, they just have bad theology on this. They act like, I got saved, I believe in Jesus, I'm done. It's like, no, you're not done. You've just begun.
That's correct.
To, you know, if somebody has just opened a door and you walk through that door and now you're in a place where you can find the things you need.
That's right. And so on that point, this idea of grace, it really means the divine enablement or the divine power to allow you to walk out and to live out the things that please God, that God requires of us or asks of us. And so when we say that now that you've come to Christ, you can find grace and help in time of need, well, you can find divine empowerment and help from on high in that moment of need. Which moment of need? That moment of need where you're feeling weak or your compulsions and urges rise up within you. And Paul picks up this very idea in the book of Galatians, and he says, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Wait a minute. He set me free for freedom. What are you talking about? Well, I got free on the one hand when I became a Christian, when I was born again. And it is unto the point of freedom that he set you free. That's what Paul is saying. And then he says, and so stand fast and don't submit again to a yoke of slavery. People who are in bondage to anything, could be cigarettes, could be alcohol, could be pornography, whatever it is, they are in bondage. And Paul says, you don't have to wear that yoke of slavery. You can be free.
We've got plenty more in hour two with my friend Ken Fish. Don't go away.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.